Water frequently finds its way into classical music, whether it's Handel's iconic water music or Benjamin Britten's 4C interludes. Cleveland composer Margaret Brouwer has composed a piece inspired by Lake Erie. Specifically, the piece deals with the recent drama about what to do with toxic sediment dredged from the Cuyahoga River and surrounding channels. Brouwer composed Voice of the Lake at her home in Cleveland Heights, about 6 miles from Lake Erie.
It makes a good drama. It's a great musical drama.
Brouwer has had a lifelong fascination with water. Her first symphony, written in 1997, invokes lake imagery through sparkling colors and free-flowing melodies.
It has an opening that someone said to me afterwards, it sounded just like loons over the lake. And I hadn't actually thought of that when I was writing it, so I don't know whether, you know, at some unconscious level, I was imitating a sound that I'd heard at the lake.
Voice of the Lake is Brouwer's first aquatically inspired piece to use voices, namely four soloists and a large chorus. Brouwer originally thought about writing an opera, but decided to write an oratorio instead.
This version is an oratorio, and I would say one of the main differences is the big choral sections, because in an opera, you wouldn't have a big choir, probably. You might, depending on the opera company, but these are big sections with choir that I probably would do somewhat differently in the opera.
In one section of the piece, the chorus members act as spectators at a 2016 hearing in which Democratic Congresswoman Marsha Fudge appeared before the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
And so they're commenting on certain words that she has, and it's very rhythmic. It actually starts with the spectators at the beginning singing things like, the citizens, we the citizens, the citizens concerned.
Fudge herself makes an appearance as Brouwer sets her actual statement before the Corps of Engineers to music.
She says, I again come before you as a congressional representative of the 11th Congressional District of Ohio and a citizen. And then the choir repeats, a citizen, and concerned with the future of our Great Lakes.
At the actual hearing, Fudge urged the Corps of Engineers to stop dumping sediment into the lake. In Brouwer's oratorio, the chorus and Fudge go back and forth until the music reaches a fever pitch.
When the statement is done of Marsha Fudge's, then they sing in, you know, big, loud, full chorus, and actually the whole orchestra playing. They sing, don't halt the wheels of progress or halt the decades of achievement in water quality. And this is pretty impassioned singing with the orchestra playing these rhythmic figures with them.
Of course, every drama needs two sides.
I mean, the other point of view is represented here, too. After that whole part is finished, then, and the choir finishes their big part where they sing, then the representative from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is introduced.
But Brouwer admits the controversy about what to do with the dredged waste moved her personally.
The whole thing was, they said, well, there's already PCBs at the bottom of Lake Erie, so why not put more in, you know? And that didn't make sense to me.
The Corps of Engineers recently changed its stance when it discovered it could save money by recycling the sediment instead of hauling it to a containment facility or dumping it in the lake. Still, Brouwer hopes her piece will raise awareness about keeping Lake Erie clean and the water we get from it drinkable. And she hopes to expand Voice of the Lake into a fully staged opera.
There's a little talk about that, but nothing that I should talk about yet.
Okay. Voice of the Lake will premiere Sunday at the Breen Performing Arts Center in Cleveland. I'm Phil DeOliveira, 89.7. WKSU.